Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You didn't expect a second Christmas podcast this year, but we decided to bless you. It was not a scheduling error.
Nope.
We decided to be gracious this year. This is us being kind and generous to our audience.
It's a present, because in the spirit of Christmas, we're giving a present.
100%.
So, you know, we thought we'd be nice and just give you guys a little something special, because you listen to one Christmas episode and you say, damn, I wish there was more than one a year. So, boom.
Another Christmas episode.
That doesn't really have much to do with Christmas anyway.
Not at all. I'm sure we'll have conversations like, why Santa gotta be white all the time?
Yep, exactly, man. I've been thinking the same thing, man.
Mall Santa, more like poop Santa.
Why don't...
And more subjects like that later on in the podcast.
Yeah. And also, why does Santa not deliver poor children presents?
That is true.
I want to talk about, because there's a reason for that.
Or Jewish children.
Yep, and there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that later, too. Like the kids in the Middle East.
Or Muslim children.
Yeah, well, there are Christian kids in the Middle East, but they don't end up getting presents from Santa, mainly because that's a no-fly zone, that big, and part of Russia, too.
Most African children do not get gifts from Santa. You know, which is weird, because he would only have to melt the snow to give the, you know, and purify that to really give them a gift that would last. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that could change quite a bit.
I mean, I think that'd be a lot more of a special gift than giving a little Thomas in Indiana a Nerf gun,
or little Susan an electric scooter with tassels on the handles.
I don't care about that. And he doesn't do Russia, because Russia charges incredibly high fees to fly over their airspace. So do you know that Russia charges such insane fees to fly over their airspace that most commercial flights will go the other way to avoid flying over Russia?
So in Christian, Santa Claus isn't a part of Christian lore.
Yes, he is.
I mean, not within.
He's in the Bible?
No, he's not.
Santa Claus is in the Bible.
But like, when you're a kid, to you, he's a part of your, you know, kind of religious shit, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is God God's a god, and then is Santa like a demigod, like Jesus?
Yes.
Okay.
Santa's the demigod that was put down on Earth. Like, he's, you know, there's different tiers of gods on this Earth. Like, Santa is a demigod.
Yeah.
Is Jesus a god or a demigod?
Jesus is the Son of God, but also God. So I would have to say he's like, he's probably the main character in this kind of story we're crafting.
Yes.
Because he has the most complex, maybe that's his struggle. He's trying to think of how he can put two and two together, and you know, does he have the power of a god, or is he just a demigod that people kind of look down on and is looked at more of like entertainment for children?
Exactly.
He's not a real-time god.
He's trying to figure out, he's having an identity crisis.
And he's the son of the most powerful being on this planet.
Which sucks, because if your dad is the most famous dude ever, you're always going to get overlooked, and you're always just going to be known as the son of that guy, no matter what you do, you know?
I will have to say, Jesus is still very popular. They pushed Jesus hard.
They did.
In the New Testament.
They pushed, they tried to, they had a marketing meeting. They were like, we got to push this guy. This guy is going to be big. We got to push him.
We and love this God him. Guy, but I feel like given the past books we've written, he could come across as a bit stern, and we've shown that the marketing team's done their job, and they show that the numbers would benefit in some sort of positive positive male figure,
because you know in the previous books there's a lot of things God did that definitely can come across,
yeah,
you know, like Sodom, that whole thing,
yeah,
the city of gays that he to burn up in fire. But I think maybe
the wealth of population that he drowned,
the flood,
I mean, women, children, animals,
the flood was definitely
most birds survived.
Yeah, pretty much everything died except for like birds and
yeah,
you know, but
he was saying everyone was being sinful, but if you think
that's
about
not
it
true.
here's the thing I do believe that is true, because even thinking lustful thoughts is a sin. If you think about like what's it specifically called when you pine for like your neighbor's belongings? What is the
covet?
Yeah, when you covet thy neighbor, right? So I'm sure there are a lot of people doing that, but the difference is they didn't have Jesus who died nailed up to some sticks.
So they just went to hell.
Yeah, they went to hell. They went straight to, well, I don't know. Did hell exist?
No.
Did God wait? Oh, so in the lore, in this is like an anime. This is like an anime. So hell didn't exist before God and one of his angel friends had gotten a fight, and then he fucking sent that bastard down.
Get out of here, Lucifer.
Yeah.
Wait. No. Okay. So
Lucifer was an angel.
Yeah, he was
100%.
And he said, "I'm gonna do it my way."
Lucifer was the one who went, "God's not so great. I could do God's job."
And then God ran this whole smear campaign against him. What if Lucifer is actually the cooler, better one, but they ran this huge smear campaign?
You know, they say Lucifer is like he's the ruler of hell. But who's the person who put him in hell? Was it his choice?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
He was thrown down into the dirt.
I remember asking my mom as a kid, I was like, "Well, Mom, if God made everything, why did he make the devil?" And she's like, "I don't know, Matthew."
But okay, no, Lucifer, this all happened post the creation of the world. It had to have, because the snake's not Lucifer, is it? Or the snake's just symbolism. It's not directly, it's not like fucking Harry Potter.
Come take this fruit.
No.
I
don't think.
Whatever the fuck he says.
I think the Adam and Eve story is a metaphor. I don't.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, it's scientific. It actually happened. So you and I are related, technically.
Yes.
But what I gathered was when I read Dante's Inferno, and there's, you know, the different rings of hell.
Mm-hmm.
The first ring of hell is for the people that died before Christ came along.
Okay.
So they're not punished, but they're not like punished. They're just kind of in purgatory.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, they're still in hell.
But instead of sending them to purgatory, they just went, you just go to the first ring of hell.
It's not that bad. You know, it's not too hot.
Sucks.
It sucks, yeah. And they didn't have a choice.
Have you played Dante's Inferno, the video game?
No, I just read
Have
the
you
book.
Seen how they've depicted the circles of hell in that?
Mm-mm.
I would be interested in playing that for the channel, but I feel like I'd be so fucking bad at it. But then I'm like, I did Sekiro. If I beat Sekiro, I could beat Dante's Inferno, right?
You could beat any game.
But there's nudity in Dante's Inferno. We'd have to get Justin to censor out. Because in the beginning, there's a breast that pops out. I remember being young and like looking up the scene and being like, whoa.
Well, Justin doesn't mind if you send him some footage with breasts in it.
No.
You know, a little something special for him.
Exactly.
A little Christmas bonus. But Dante's Inferno is actually a really good book.
Yes.
I had to read it for school. Most books I had to read were for school, but
probably
I
one of my favorite books that we read in school, or like we're forced to read.
That
honestly
actually scared me a little bit. Like it was creepy.
I thought it was interesting because like it was so imaginative.
Yeah,
and I just as a kid when you're reading it, or I guess a high school, you know, you're in high school, you're still a kid. You're just imagination. I don't know. It was a crazy thing. It was epic. I thought. I even bought myself a personal copy after I graduated, because I kind of just liked having the book. It's not something that I like go back and read every year and I study, but it's just like I liked it, and like every now and then I'd like to like skim through it, and I like just having it.
I remember the last ring of hell book. Like the lowest one was like the icy one with like the big fish heads or something. I just remember there's like some creepy fish head thing coming through ice, and like,
you know, you know, in the game, you have to, you're going to climb on Satan's back and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like in the story, you're going to climb onto Satan. You're going to fucking have sex with his mouth.
What are the three ones at the bottom? There's like Satan, but then he has the two archangels. He has Judas, and he has just one more person.
Dale,
yeah. But yeah, it's a good ass book. You know, it's they should make a movie out of it. Psych. It's a trilogy.
I never watched any kind of movie.
Probably made a movie about it.
Yeah,
but the book's a trilogy. He goes to hell. And then he goes to purgatory and then he goes to heaven, I think.
They've made movies that are based on the story, you know what I mean? Just like how, Star Wars is based off of just, the Oedipus? No, not Oedipus, fuck.
Where he fucks
What's his
mom?
Name? What's his fucking name? The other dude.
Homer? The dude. Like the Odyssey?
yeah, the Odyssey. The Odyssey.
I forgot the main guy that's in the Odyssey, but Homer wrote it.
I'm forgetting that dude's name. It's definitely not Oedipus. He fucked his mom and then he went.
Pour his eyes
out. And was on an island, right?
Yep.
Didn't he go on an island after blinding?
Yeah. Okay. He exiled himself. Wait, what? What is the? I should know the Odysseus. Is
Odysseus.
Yeah, Odysseus. Okay.
Nice.
That's sick. Yeah. I was never that into the Odyssey because we just had to study it so much in school, and I was like, it's boring. But like, I
thought it was fucking cool.
I'd like it a lot now. I
liked the movie with like the claymation monsters and
we
shit.
We watched that in school.
And like the stop motion owl, the stop motion robotic owl.
The Cyclops that was stop motion.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Medusa was stop motion. It's pretty sick.
I love when movies did that. The stop motion enemies.
If you and I make a movie, we say this all the time, and we have so many ideas that if people made a compilation that. Maybe someone will make a compilation of all our.
If we ever made a movie,
so
we need to have
put it into one big movie.
Exactly.
Do that, please.
But I was about to say, like, if we were to ever have a movie and there's like a monster, think of like how cool it would be if it was like some stop motion thing. But someone obviously, it's like someone worked really hard on it. It's not just like a Play-Doh gorilla, you know.
It could be a Play-Doh.
It could very well be a Play-Doh gorilla.
The stop motion.
George!
Oh, no! Poltergeist had one. I think it's the first Poltergeist.
Not the one with Sam Rockwell?
No, the old
Okay.
Where.
Did you and I saw the one with Sam Rockwell together. That one sucked. I didn't like it.
I remember it not. I didn't think it was that bad. Or I thought it was a decent remake.
I say things suck when I'm bored. And like, I know that they're not a, it's not like a bad movie, but if a movie's like a C where it's just borderline average and I'm sitting there like at the end, you know, the third act when it's like everything's happened after the climax, the resolution, I'm just waiting. It's like the classic scene of them in the house having breakfast, having one last conversation, and maybe sometimes there'll be one last note to linger on, or it'll like kind of pan out and like it'll have the whole neighborhood or city in shot.
Like a book falls off the shelf and they all go quiet when they all laugh together.
Yeah. So like just that, if I'm sitting there watching that, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I know exactly what's happening. Here's the thing. Knowing exactly what's going to happen doesn't ruin a movie, because that's why you rewatch movies again and again.
Yeah.
But it's just like, boring.
I get that.
Same plot.
I love the first Poltergeist though.
I have never seen the original.
Oh, well, he drinks.
So I love how my first one was the Sam Rockwell. I love Sam Rockwell though. He's good. I still have to see Moon. Is that the one he's on?
I don't know.
About an astronaut.
Ooh.
Johnny Depp was in a movie about a moon. Sam Rockwell's in a movie about a moon.
Tom Hanks was.
Was he? What's the movie called?
Gary Sinise.
What was the
Apollo 13?
Oh yeah.
That's a good ass movie. A lot of people don't like it because they think it's boring, because most of the movie's just technical, like, pull up on throttle, see? Okay. But it's
who directed it? Do you remember?
For some reason, I want to say Ron Howard, but I really don't think it's Ron Howard.
It could be Ron Howard. I could imagine that. He did The Heart of the Sea, which should have been a rated R movie and should have. Man, they need to make a really good fucking whale
movie. Ron Howard.
Okay.
It was Ron Howard.
You were right.
Bill Paxton and Kevin Bacon and Gary Sinise.
It's about to go on a rant. Don't you wish there was like a movie made, because Ron Howard made In the Heart of the Sea or The Heart of the Sea, you know, the one where Chris Hemsworth is fighting a whale or some shit. And I like the idea of, you know, man versus whale movie, but I want it to be fucking horrifying and creepy and not like kind of done up in a Hollywood style where you can like, oh, look, it's CGI. And of course they're going to have to use CGI, but I don't know, just have it, get the tone right. He made it PG-13 and he kind of skimmed over some of the more horrific parts of the story, which they did touch on, which is like cannibalism and stuff.
Cannibalism.
But, yeah. I mean, they did touch on, but like, I feel like this should have been a fucking like, this should have made me, this should have had my hands like this
digging
on my
your
knees.
Claws into your legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe that's a problem with me because I'm pretty sure some people had that reaction with that movie. My mom has very intense reactions whenever she's watching a movie in the theater.
My mom talks too. My mom goes, oh, no, don't do that. Hey, let's talk about cannibalism.
Would you ever try human flesh? If there were no negative downsides, if there's no kind of like
the psychosis thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If there's none of that, if it's not like you killing someone and being a psychopath, it's like 100% legal, no negative repercussions.
The only time I think I would be able to justify myself trying it, because I'm curious. I am curious what it would be like, you know, like mm-hmm. that morbid curious, like, what would that be like? Doesn't mean I actually want to do it. But I think if I was in some like very remote place with like a tribe, maybe doing a documentary mm-hmm. and they offered it to me, I might do that out of respect. But I don't really want to eat in human. I heard it just tastes like pork. It's just, pork's like the closest thing to human.
I would probably, if I were to do it.
Would you gag?
I would probably gag, but I think I couldn't live with like eating someone else, even if they're like, come on, eat me. But if I ever had to go in for some like super invasive or whatever surgery and they had to take off some meat and I could be like, hey, could you grill that up for me? I'd try it. I would try it if
it was. The doctor grills it up for you in the same room.
Yeah, if it was like.
Like a hibachi table right next to the operating table.
Like, but like, it's. I'm not just going in there to eat myself. I'm going in there for something that I really fucking need. And just on the side, it just so happens that they're cutting me open. Some meat may be taken off.
You want the tumor on the side or on top? Cannibals are. There's that Japanese dude that moved to France.
I thought he was still alive roaming Tokyo.
He is. He didn't go to jail.
I thought you said he moved to France.
Well, France is
oh,
where
he did move
he
to
did the,
yeah.
He ate the woman.
He ate his friend.
Oh, was she his friend?
Yeah, he befriended her and shit. And
then, all with the intention then, of eating her.
And killed her and ate her.
Damn, dude.
And then said he wants, is this the same guy who's like, I want to eat, I'm going to do it again. I want to do it again before I die.
The creepy Japanese dude?
Yeah.
Vice did a documentary about him where they interview him.
That has to be the same guy.
It is, definitely. There's probably only one Japanese man that,
Because he's going to try again then.
He said he wants to. And that should be a little red flag right there, but I can't believe that, like, what is inside you that make you want to eat human? Because it seems like that happens to some people. Like, there's the, remember that guy, like that German dude put out the ad for someone to eat him? Like, he wanted someone to eat him.
Yeah.
And someone said yes. And then they came and they ate his penis together. And then he killed him and ate him. But it was like the guy like consented to it. Like he cut off his penis. They shared it.
And he's like, now you can kill me and eat me.
Yeah. And then he did. That's a weird fetish.
There's just. See, here's the thing. You gotta skin them, you know? You're not eating the skin.
I imagine it's an incredibly messy process of.
Do you eat the skin?
I mean,
I guess you could keep the skin on.
Yeah.
Oh, now when I think about it like that.
Hey, chicken skin's the best part, man.
But our skin's fucking rough.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what it would like. Like, how thick is our skin?
Wait, what? Would we have a skin like texture? Cause like,
I think when cooked, it would be similar to like pork skin, like on the outside of pork.
Okay.
Cause it's like the same type of thing. Oh wow. It's recorded in more than 1500 species.
What is cannibalism?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they have to survive, right?
Yeah. I guess that's why it started with humans.
We don't need to be eating people anymore.
Exactly.
And maybe also, at some point it was good for like a dominance thing.
It also causes, I think, psychosis if you eat human. Like
or monkey.
Something with the enzyme or something. Like
monkey,
yeah,
brain.
Monkey. It'll make you go fucking crazy.
Is it if you eat meat or just monkey brain? I think it's just meat.
If you eat primate
meat, there's a chance that if you have this thing that it'll flip a kill switch and you'll turn into King Kong.
It's like a zombie thing, you know? It's like getting infected.
Yeah.
I've been reading about sexual cannibalism. When a female cannibalizes her mate prior to or after copulation. That's what spiders do.
And praying mantises.
That's why? Why? why did they evolve? Like, what, why? Why? It's like,
does
oh.
the male know, or each time, like, it's just like, you know, like how on TikTok, it's like, oh, only girls know about this. They're like, hey, let's try to confuse the boys. You know, that type of shit.
You guys are like, I'm gonna get some spider pussy.
Is this the thing? We don't tell the boys about this one. It's like just some disgusting spider on TikTok.
Do they like the spider's like, all right, eat me? Or do you think it's just like, it just happens?
Ah, okay.
Oh, Jesus. Why do they do that? It's like,
look it up.
I have the Wikipedia.
Look it up.
Turn it up.
It's like very Pavlovian with you. I could just like signal it.
Turn it up. The prevalence of sexual.
What?
Black widow spiders do it.
But why?
They call them black widow spiders because they eat the male widow.
Yeah, but why?
I'm looking it up. Or I'm going through the Wikipedia page.
Just for fun.
Proposed explanations. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Female Chinese mantis eats a male copulating with her while they're having sex. Wow. Namely, adaptive foraging, aggressive spillover, mate choice, and mistaken identity. I don't know what any of those things are.
Wait, so like in the middle of like having sex, they just forget who they're having sex with, and then they go, who the fuck are you? And then kill them and eat them while they're like still fucked. The guy's like, what's going? Stop!
I'm trying to get some slash!
Who are you?
Yeah.
Like, is that what's going on? And then there's like aggressive spillover, which means they just go into a rage sometimes where they're just like, they're having sex, they're like into it. Then they get so into it, they like go, argh! It's like if Superman was banging a chick and then he comes and then he opens his eyes and there's just like blood splattered all on the wall.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Again?
It's like, I guess it's like that for a female primate. They just go into a blind rage of carnivorous activity.
It says the female's
activity.
Really aggressive, that it can just happen.
Okay.
Oh, wait. And sometimes the male fakes death and gets away. Mate choice.
Dude, imagine being in that position. Maybe if I fake being dead, she'll stop eating me. Like, that's the situation you're put in.
Oh, God.
Stop eating me. Please.
Yeah, the mistaken Ow. Identity thing is they just, like, forget. They're like, oh, food. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. What if humans did that shit, man? Just imagine. Your mom just taking Jim and just
eating him.
Like eating him whole. Like...
Some people are into that type of stuff.
I know. More people than I ever imagined, because once that became bigger on the internet, I was like, there's a lot of fetishes that, and no kink shaming here, there's a lot of fetishes that I was like, no one's, like, that's a very specific small thing. I'm like, oh, it's so big.
As a whole community.
Boar, inflation.
Inflation.
That's a big one.
Like, you and, like, people blowing up like balloons?
Belly inflation and stuff.
Like, pregnant women?
Like, just, like, getting full of air and just being, like, all puffed up. I don't understand it, but I'm not judging anyone, because I'm sure the people that have that didn't choose to be turned on by vor or belly inflation stuff.
The best way someone, like I heard someone explain it, was like, you know how when your average atypical alpha male looks at your atypical alpha female and notices her breasts and bottom, he in sex ed, they teach you he becomes erect, right?
Uh-huh.
He becomes
yeah,
aroused.
He does.
But like, just picture, like, you look at it and you go, whoa. Like, you have that same fucking thing. Like, it's not even like you're paying attention to it. It's not like you're like, boobs, whoa, boobs. But.
Well, that's what I'm like.
Okay. But like, it's just like, imagine like, that but feet, and you can't help it. It's just, you see feet and it's like seeing a pair of naked breasts to you. You know, it's just like
it's wired in your brain, I
like,
guess.
Yeah, just in your brain. Like, imagine if you're like sitting with some, like, someone, like, they either pull their pants off or they take their shirt off, revealing their genitalia or sex organs, right? You're gonna be like, whoa.
Yeah.
But like, now imagine you have that and they're just resting their feet on the table and you just go,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's like, it's they can't control it. It's just kind of wired, right? It's not like a, oh, I just like feet. Dude, I decided to make feet my hobby.
I'm kind of I don't have a fetish. I'm just into it. As long as a fetish doesn't hurt anybody and it doesn't, like, if it doesn't hurt anyone, or, you know, it's a consensual thing, I mean, go for it. Right?
Yeah, that's why people are like, censor your feed on the internet.
Dude, we should make a video where we're like walking. Dude, in our office tour, we should walk around barefoot and just censor our feed the whole time. It's for Patreon only.
You'll have to see it on Patreon.
Mm-hmm, that's feet pics. Our feet.
Our little peats.
Remember, don't sick. I hate that shit so much, dude. I don't know why I hate that fucking speak on the internet like that so much.
We talked about this in the
Minecraft
episodes.
Peats.
That haven't come out yet. Because we recorded a whole session the other day.
Yeah, we're back on our Minecraft bullshit.
And we're going to record some truck sim or whatever we get working.
Fuck sim.
We're just going to start recording more after this podcast.
I really want to drive the truck.
What truck?
And trucks.
Oh, yeah. You can drive it. You can drive the truck.
Can't believe we figured out how to get mods and stuff.
I drove it all through our
Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go drive a truck after this. I'm excited.
Okay.
Oh, we got to film a Q&A first.
We do.
And then trucks.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And then trucks. And then editing, you know. Got some editing to do.
Then we
got to
come in tomorrow and do some more editing.
Wait, some ad reads.
Oh, shit.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, we were here last night until 2.
Like 2:30.
Yeah. We edited for 14 hours yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's just how it is on the holiday season, baby.
We got so scared last night.
Okay, so imagine you're alone with your best friend, you know, mm-hmm. in the back of a house. And all of a sudden, you hear the clear... Like, there's no, like,
no mistaking
that?
It.
It's 100% the sound of your door, your front door slamming shut.
Like, as if someone walked in and shut the door behind
Yep.
And it's, what time was it? Probably, like, 9?
Yeah, it was dark.
It's nighttime.
And we have all the lights turned off in the house, too.
Well, most of the lights have shorted out for
some
reason.
Oh, sorry, the Plex.
Yeah, the Plex. So, basically, like, we hear the door just, and you could feel it, too, because it's kind of like... and Ryan and I just both stop and just look at each other at the same time.
And there's this intense silence
from our desks. And we're just like, you heard that too. That was the door. What? That was the door. And we're like, I was like, fuck. At first I was like, maybe it's Jackson. And I'm like, no, they're
all
out of
town. You called out. You were like, hey, just to see
if it was anyone.
And then I did the whole thing where like I threw my arms up. I'm like, well, I mean, we have to check. Like we can't just, you know, sit in here.
So we crept out into the dark hallway.
And meticulously, oh wait, before that,
this is the shit that scared me the most.
This is the part that's the most interesting. When we get So we heard the door slam shut.
Right.
When the door opens, there's no slamming sound, but only when it shuts, only when it's being closed. And we tested this out several times.
It's like a very loud, like.
Yeah, exactly. So when we go and get to the front door, it's open.
Yeah, it's just open. And we were just like,
and like, it's nighttime,
it's
just.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, we heard it slam shut. So why is it open now?
This is like, did they realize and like sneak out? Or are they still in here? So now.
Scared the shit out of me. My heart was pounding.
So now we're having to go through each room. I'm like checking in the closets, checking like in the, you know, it's because the thing is, it's crazy. It's the audience would probably think we're nuts. It's like, no one broke into your fucking house. But it's like, the thing is, when someone does, like if someone did, I'd be glad I took those steps at least, I guess.
Yeah, I don't want to go sit back down and be editing some goofy fart videos and someone walks in with an axe and gets me in the back of the head.
Like if I'm going to die due to some burglar, I at least want to win the game of hide and seek.
Yeah, because then you can go down with that accomplishment.
Yeah, they're going to, fuck, they found me. And they're and like, we die the winner.
That's true.
They flip the board and they have to live with the fact that they flipped the Monopoly board.
They have to live with the fact that they lost hide and seek.
Exactly.
And that just, they probably won't ever kill again after that. So we kind of did something good.
But we checked like
every corner I went around. I was like.
Behind curtains, checked every closet, checked the garage.
Oh my God.
Checked the perimeter of the house.
That was scary. It was so scary.
And then we were good.
Yeah.
But then later you said you heard something like.
Like a clamber.
Like a clamber. I was editing.
We were ordering food and I was laying on the floor next to Ryan's desk.
And I had my headphones on.
And then I just hear like from the kitchen, just like, sounded like a drawer, like opening with like silverware inside. Yeah. Like, and I was like, Ryan, you're like, what? I heard something. We went out again. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Except that drawer was open.
I think I opened it. I was looking for silverware.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a ghost. I was saying like,
the wind's pretty shitty though. My door's blown open plenty of times, like where I'll come home.
But why did it slam shut?
Huh?
I get it getting blown open, but what would make it's a heavy door. Why would it slam shut?
The wind blowing another way, like creating a suction type thing. I don't know. Because like that's the thing, like a door doesn't just blow open. Sometimes it goes, doof, 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 doof. Like it gets blown open, then gets sucked back and gets blown open again.
Or maybe.
We just didn't have it closed all the way, I guess.
Maybe a man just walked in and was like. This isn't my house. And just walked back out, but he didn't shut the door.
That's very potential. He could have like, or, you know, he walked and went, oh, fuck, and like slammed and left, but like didn't close the door. So when it slammed, it just bounced back a little after he like ran.
That's why I was open, because it slammed and bounced back. Because if you do that hard enough, it bounces back open.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out, man. We're putting this shit together.
We still don't know 100% most likely the wind.
Probably the wind. I'm going to choose to believe that, so when I'm here by myself at night in the future, I'm not going to start getting paranoid.
Being here by yourself at night sucks sometimes, because it's just creepy.
The Super Megaplex is so scary.
Some of the lights aren't working. They're like flickering, turning on and off too. Like, no joke. Like, this isn't like, oh, we're living in a shanty. No, like, lights are blowing at, like,
there's a short
over
somewhere.
Matt.
So we have to call our landlord to get it fixed, because there's a short somewhere where, like, some days, like, half the lights won't work. Some days they do. And the light directly above my desk when I'm editing, every 10 minutes will just turn on and then just go out. So, like, I'm here at night by myself in a dark room. And it's like, comes on. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then it goes out and it's all dark. But, dude, the fucking hallways, terrifying. Narrow hallways that are tall and just go back into darkness.
Yeah.
And you're like, back there is doors and a garage. And it's like, fuck. I hate being here by myself. The scariest thing is when I set the alarm and I'm about to leave. And then I remember I have to get something like from the garage. So I have to run through the house in the darkness into the garage. It's pitch black. I did that once because I had to go in the garage to get something. All the lights were off. Scared the shit out of me. I was waiting for someone just to step out and stab me.
I'm more of just like, I don't want to see anything in my periphery.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's why that's how I get so scared when you do that shit to me.
Yeah.
You like just stand in like a corner.
Of course.
I notice.
It's planned. The periphery shit is, it's more not like ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts and stuff like that, but it's more like I just don't want to have a nightmare. I don't want my brain to take hold of an image and then obsess over it. And then I go to sleep and then I have a stressful night of sleep because I wake up, go, guess I'll go back to sleep. And then the dream continues for some fucking reason. When none of my good dreams continue, only my scary fucking dreams
literally
continue.
Every time I have a sex dream, something happens where it's like, oh,
like right when it's good. Like right when it's the best it can be.
And I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have any condoms. Shit. So then the rest of the dream, me driving to the store to get condoms, then I wake up.
Yep.
I'm serious.
And the whole dream is you like racing to get back. It's like, oh, fuck.
And I wake up, I'm like, God damn it.
I was almost there. I had it for like 2 minutes.
Or I'll have a dream I'm having sex, and then like all of a sudden she's like, hold on, I gotta go call my dad. And then just like leaves. And then so that's the end of the dream. I'm like, why?
I rarely have dreams, but man, when it's a sex dream, it's the best kind of VR there is.
It is. I rarely have sex dreams.
Probably like once or twice a year, maybe for me.
Same. Maybe 3-4 times a year I'll have a sex dream. But I've never had a sex dream that, like, to completion. I've never had a dream where I just have sex, blow my load, and that's the dream. Always something.
No, it never, never, never finishes.
It's always like, oh, wait, I'm not using a condom. I gotta go get condoms. or the dream will just change. Like, I'll be having sex, and all of a sudden I'm on a train, and I'm just like, oh, this is my dream now.
For me, it sucks, because I feel like when I have one, it works more like this, where, like, it'll be happening, then I'm like, no. I'm dreaming. No, wait, no, I didn't make this realization. No. And then I'll wake up because, you know, when you this happens, like when I realize I'm in a dream, I'll start to wake up. Like it's not like instantly, but I've had many a dream where I start to realize it and then it kind of fades into me. Like then I wake up and open my eyes and I'm like, ugh. And then I try to go back to bed and I can't. And I'm like, just take me to sex world.
I don't think I've ever had a lucid dream. Like in my dreams, I can control what I'm doing, but I don't know it's a dream.
That usually happens not like, there's only one time I had a lucid dream and I actually controlled my actions. Because usually whenever I'm like, this is a dream, I wake up right afterwards. It was a dream. I think I was in elementary school. I can't remember when I had it, but in the dream, I was in elementary school. Nice. And I was just walking around my old elementary school. It was just a simple dream. And I was like, oh, am I in a dream? Because I don't go here anymore. Oh, this is a dream. I can do anything I want. And then I turned into a frog and just hopped around. And that's the only time. Because the thing is, the dream could have just been about me discovering I'm dreaming and then turning into a frog. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
I could have very well not been aware. But because the dream was about that, to me, I was aware. And controlling what I was doing.
I want to try it.
So at least from my perspective, I was in a just walking around and I turned into a frog and started hopping around.
What is it with school dreams? Because still at almost 25, I have dreams every single week that take place in my high school. Every single week.
Because you have such a strong connection to like that. Like there's so much of that visually that is in your brain due to like repetition. Right?
Yeah, but also same with the house I grew up in, and I don't have dreams there. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's weird because the dreams I have at school are always the same, where it's always the first day of school and I'm like trying to find my classes and I can't get my schedule right.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the last day of school and I'm like, I'm done with high school. Holy shit, I'm done with high school. And
then
I run and
I
miss the bus.
I don't think I have like school dreams anymore.
I have them so much. I also have a very frequent dream where it'll change something to be school. A big recurring one is I'm in a really big airport, like a huge airport.
Okay.
And I'm trying to catch my flight, but I'm in like the wrong terminal. So I'm going really fast to get on my plane. And I never miss it. I always get on the plane. But like leading up to that, I'm like trying to pack my bags and like I just can't pack fast enough. And I'm like missing certain things. And I'm like going around the airport finding like, there it is. And I'm like freaking out, I'm going to miss my flight.
I've had a dream that continues, but I've never had a reoccurring dream. I have one reoccurring dream. I've had it like two or three times. It always like, it's not the same dream,
but it's
almost like the same location and same cast of folks, just with a different scenario. So like, it's always in the same house with the same people about the same person. And so it's like linked to trauma shit.
Mm.
So like, I wonder if that's why like I have that. I haven't talked to anyone about sleep, so I'm interested to see like how that affects your dreams.
Yeah. I mean, like your dreams are definitely heavily affected by like what goes on in your life. I don't necessarily have the belief that like all like dreams all mean something where it's like, I saw this symbol in my dream. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think sometimes your brain's just throwing shit out. I think they can mean something. Not always though. And I didn't start getting reoccurring dreams until maybe like 2 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like I only had one reoccurring dream before that, which was I was at my grandma's house, which is like, it was near the beach. So it was on stilts, one of those. And I'm there with like my whole family, like extended family too.
Is it rocking back and forth like in the series of unfortunate events?
It's going. Yeah. Well, then I look out at the ocean. I see all the water receding, and then a huge tsunami comes, and it like rushes under the house, and I'm freaking out and like trying to get higher up. And then the dream goes like blurry, and then I come back, and the house is just floating in the middle of the ocean, mm-hmm. and it's really fucking scary.
Sounds horrifying, but when you wake up in your head, you have to be like, I experienced that. Because when you're dreaming, you're kind of experiencing these situations. But at the end of the day, like, it's like, that was a VR experience.
And
but then you don't really remember it too much. Like when you wake up, it's like quickly starts to fade.
I have that dream like maybe once or twice a year. And then I found out that my mom, my sister, my aunt, and my uncle all have the exact same dream.
Really?
I'm like, I don't like that.
Probably because y'all grew up in Charleston, right? There's always that constant fear of flooding. You even said it, didn't you say it was like in the Charleston Beach area or whatever?
Yeah, and also that house is where my grandma died. So maybe that has something to do with it. That's why we're all together. It's weird. And I also have dreams where I'm on the beach and I keep like huge, I'm just looking at like massive waves. I have that all the time.
Massive tits.
I look at this just huge tits bouncing in my face. Nipples erect. Oh, I spit all over the mic. No, but I just watch these huge waves and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go out there.
When you were a kid, because you brought up waves, it just sent me back to a nostalgic period, right? Did you ever just kind of have fun when you were probably like half your height now, a young lad, just letting the waves fucking bully you? Like you just like go, like you want the waves to be rough, so you're like spinning and like going around and
you see the big crash coming, you just run at it.
Yep. And then you're just blown back. Like, I miss that. But now, like, I can't do that as, like, a 200-pound grown man.
Yeah, the longer my body became, the more it started to hurt. Because it would start, like, digging me and, like...
But I remember being, like, a rag doll when I was younger.
It was fun when you were little.
Yeah.
When I was in Maui,
if I was fit, we could still, like, be all, you know, have fun with waves. But now my body hurts.
Well, what sucks the most is when the wave throws you down and drags you against the sand underneath, and the sand is rough, because in Maui the sand was all like really like coarse, it wasn't like fine, and the waves were huge one day when I went swimming at this one little beach. They had to be like 10-11 feet, and I was like, oh shit, these are huge. But I still tried to go out and like, you know, have some fun, because I'm like, I'm not gonna die. And they'd pick me up and just, bah!
Just and slam
me down, and then I would fucking just, I would hit the ground, like my back, and it would just drag me, and I'd be all scraped up, and like I wouldn't be able to come back up for a minute. Who's calling me? It's a 1-800 number.
Not important. Yeah. If it's a collect call, gross.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the sleep people reminding me that I have a call in 20 minutes.
Got it.
They said they would remind me.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, waves are fun as fuck, though.
They are.
I do love playing in big waves. Drowning's one of my biggest fears, so it's scary, but it's like the feeling of just like...
I don't like swimming in the ocean, so I don't do that anymore, so...
When you just see a big wave like right coming up at you, like, and it hasn't crashed yet, but you know it's about to crash, the thrill of that is very...
I wonder why that happened to me. When I was younger, I loved going out into the ocean. And then I'd say it was probably somewhere around late high school to early college. I was like, kind of creepy.
Do you have any scary experiences with the ocean?
Like a few, but not like horrible. Like I always hated going into the ocean in terms of because in my head I'm like, I just know at one point during this week-long trip, I'm going to run into that asshole, that one asshole crab. And I always did. And it was just, I'd be walking around, you know, waist high, even chest or chest deep, whatever water. Then at one point, you know, I'd step and I'd feel a little pinch and it's a crab. And every single time I try to run away and that fucking crab chases after me. So I just have to fucking get out.
You're in his turf, dude.
I can't have fun with a crab constantly trying to cut my feet open.
It's not like one of the big blue crabs.
Yeah.
Dude, those suck.
They're just like running around fucking like... Get out! Just pinching shit. It's like, bro. I'm like, stop. I'm just trying to walk around and like chill and relax.
You have so much space.
I know.
What are you protecting?
Like, they have all of the ocean floor. I can't even see what they're doing.
That's not fair. It's a surprise attack.
It's probably because I, you know, when you accidentally step on one and then both of their claws come up, they're like, hey! You ever had, because I used to go crab hunting where you just go into like the behind the dunes into marshy areas where all the pluff mud is and shit. And you just try to just hunt for crabs in the little pools. And usually you just step on a few and they just get pissed and be like, get off of me.
I hated stepping on a, well, every time my foot touches something and it moves in the ocean, I freak out. So it's like if I lightly hit.
Because
like,
you don't know what it is.
Yeah, and the worst is stepping on a stingray, dude.
They go. Yeah, they're I've only done that like I think once and it scared the absolute shit out of
me. Yeah, it's like an alien.
I just thought it was like a huge fit. In my head, of course, the first thing is shark.
Yeah, it's always but that's why now when I go in the ocean, I don't take steps. I drag my feet because when you drag your feet, it scares off things around.
Okay.
Because like the sand that comes up and the Jesus Christ, though. I remember like just being, I was swimming where I couldn't touch. I love going out like where I can't touch and swimming there.
Mm-hmm.
Only with a friend, though. I can't do that by myself.
My favorite was like around chest deep and you're starting to have to get on your tippy toes a little
bit.
The
waves will lift you up.
Yeah. That was my fun height. Because if I was in the ocean and I couldn't like touch or I had to kind of go double my height, I was like, no, this is fucked.
Because that's what it's like.
I'm chum.
Yeah, sharks are scary, but the odds of being attacked by a shark are like so astronomically low. Yet I saw a shark attack once.
And the odds of someone bursting through your front door and shooting you in the face are low, but yet you lock your front door, don't you? You lock your back door as well, I'm sure, when you sleep.
It's true, yeah. You know, you're more likely to become president than... Oh, fuck. I knew that. I had this yesterday. I don't remember what the thing was.
Get attacked by a shark?
No, not get attacked by a shark.
I was about to be like, that ain't true.
Hold on a second. I really need to. This is killing me now.
How do people actually find out the likelihood? Because there's so many, like socioeconomical, like, problems, I guess.
Statisticians?
Because there's, like, someone from a low-income upbringing definitely has a lower chance of becoming president than someone who was brought up into, like, a political family.
Yeah, there are factors, but statistic people take all that into account somehow.
True.
I hated statistics, dude. It was so hard. I took AP statistics, and I got a 2 on the exam.
It was to prepare you to catch all these fake news out there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It prepared me for my career as a YouTuber. Man, I remember my teacher messaged me on Facebook after I got a 2 on the exam, and he was like, Matthew, I'm sorry that I failed you. I should have been a better teacher. And I was like,
he did fail you.
I was like, he didn't fail. You didn't give me a failing grade. I just failed the AP exam. And that's my own fault.
Which means you didn't get any credit to go to college, which means that you didn't have any, what was the statistics?
Yeah.
You didn't have any math credits going into college. You could have had a math credit.
A good
two.
One, too.
Was it one or two credits?
I don't know. But what sucked... Okay, so the teacher before him was this stupid woman named
stupid
Barbara.
Bitch. Fucking Barb.
Her name was
the
Barbara.
Dumb bitch.
She was, and she got fired. She stabbed a kid's hand with a pencil. Got fired.
So she is a bitch.
Because my friend wasn't getting it, and he raised his hand. He's like, can you explain? She's like, what don't you get? Everybody gets it but you.
To you?
No, to this kid.
Oh, okay.
And she had a lot of outbursts that got her in trouble, but one of them was she slammed her hand down with a pencil and went into someone's hand. Not like, but like it like cut them up and they had to get it bandaged. So she got in trouble. And then the day she got fired, the resource officers just, no one knows what happened. They just walked in, escorted her out, and she was never seen again. But she, I had CP, like math with her. No, I didn't have CP. I had CP math with her, which is the most basic shit. And, you know, that shit's kind of easy. So I did okay. And she's like, Matthew, you're doing good in this class. I'm going to recommend you for AP statistics. I was like, oh, okay. Which is literally like a completely different ball game from what I was doing. So, of course, I failed that shit.
I only had to deal with AP literature and history.
I had literature.
That's it.
I wanted history, but I wasn't that good at the tests.
I don't know how I got into some of my AP classes. I was like, I'm a fucking CB student.
Same. I was. I'd say my average was a B minus, solid B minus. I got a 4 on the literature exam, though.
I thought AP was only meant for like A plus students. No, they allow dummies in as well. If you're an AP, don't use it as a way to brag. Just remember, Ryan McGee was an AP.
Just remember, so was both.
Yep. And you've seen how stupid we are, especially in like one of our first podcasts.
Yeah, it's bad.
I had so to make... like don't. I mean, it's nice that you're an AP, and it's good that you're. If you are an AP, take advantage of it and get those college credits. If college is something that you plan on doing,
that will save your parents a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I had AP art, and basically AP art, like you don't learn anything.
AP art?
Yeah, you don't learn anything. You just have to submit a portfolio at the end of the year, and then that's your they grade it like on the AP scale.
How do you grade art?
Exactly, right?
How so? Like in art class, whenever we had projects and like we'd have some creative project, I never understood how I or some students would get like C's. I'd be like, "What do you mean? Isn't this all just kind of?"
I think they're basing on like, "That looks really good."
That doesn't look good. You're not good. It's like, what do you mean? I'm not like I understand. I'm not good, but this is just what I can do. This is my interpretation. So, I tried to be all fun and creative with every project I did. Sometimes it didn't pan out.
It's hard sometimes, man. Art's hard. I had to make 20 pieces for my portfolio to submit at the end of the year, which then the judges look at and determine what my score is. But
scoring art.
I know. I love
so
it.
So stupid.
1 to 5.
I guess they have to if they're going to make it a class in the educational system, they have to have some sort of way to test and, you know.
But the thing was I goofed off all year and then like literally 2 weeks.
As art students do.
Yeah. And 2 weeks before it was due, I was like, I have 2 pieces. And I was freaking out. So I just pulled out of my ass these like digital pieces I whipped up and I got a 4.
Nice.
So...
You're an artist.
Yeah, I whipped it. It's a really shitty stuff looking back. I don't know why they gave me a 4. Maybe they like the colors I used. I just made all these like portraits of people that looked like they were like stained glass, but they weren't stained glass. It was mm-hmm. Photoshop. Something like that. I traced all the black lines. It was
the easiest like projects for me to pass were in college. It was an art class. It was a film class, like a film studies class. And if you had to make a short film or whatever, those are always my favorite projects because it's so easy. You just do the prompt and then you can be as creative as you want. You can edit it as stupid. And I still got hundreds on like, remember that cow video, first date with Syndigo?
Was that for school?
Yeah, that was for my, I think, final project for a college class or something like that.
That's cool.
And so Daniel and I did all the work for that. And Daniel didn't even go to USC. And all of the people who did the project with me just kind of, we used their, I guess, apartment and they just kind of sat around and watched us because, I don't know, they didn't offer to help. One of them was like, I'll do lights. I'm like, okay. And so they plugged in like a light that I brought or something.
I did it. All right.
So, and in the credits, I credited them. I don't know if it's not on the Syndigo one, but probably on the Vimeo one. I credited them as like lights, directing, like all this bullshit. Because I had to. I couldn't just credit them as nothing.
I know.
I used your place.
I just
and you stood around. But it was so stupid. Like it was probably cringe looking back at it now, I'm sure. But like I had a good fucking time making it because I just remember I was like, take this college class.
You little filmmaker. And every other kid in those.
I can get a high score making this stupid shit.
Dude, the kids in those media art classes and film classes are insufferable because
most of them don't give a shit.
Yeah, and then the ones that do give a shit give too much of a shit where they just want to show off to the teacher about how much they know about film. And I remember I had to do this. I had to go to a 3-hour lecture every week that was like intro to media arts because I was switching my major over to media arts and it was a prereq I like needed and you can't test out of it. And it was so boring because it'd literally be like 3-hour lecture like today, we're going to show you how to use the text tool in Photoshop. And I'm like, oh.
I just can't believe like I'm trying to go back to that point in time. It is probably the most foggy is me going to classes at school because I did go to class.
No one remembers the classes. Everyone remembers everything else about college.
But I do remember, you know, getting there early, sitting in like the third row of some boring computer class, trying to get by and some pay somewhat attention and get the notes in some way. And then, you know, I remember going to class. I remember waking up early. Those sometimes those cold mornings in South Carolina. Cold. Nothing compared to, of course, I guess, like the Canada, North, yeah. You know, but
it got cold for us in the South.
Exactly. 19 degrees is cold.
That's really cold. No matter where you are, that's cold.
Yeah.
Except people in like Wisconsin, like, no, that's warm. Ah, freezing is normal for me. There's fucking places like in Russia where it gets like, I'm gonna say what the coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth is. Give me your best bet.
I don't know, dude. I wouldn't be able to tell. It would be high up. It would be like the peak of a mountain, right? I'd imagine.
This is recorded at ground level, actually. Holy shit. At the Soviet Vostok station in Antarctica on July 21st, 1983, -128.6 Fahrenheit.
Jesus.
-89 Celsius. What the fuck?
Would that just freeze you on the spot? Would that turn you into an icicle, like, the moment you step outside?
I think you would get, cold burns the second you expose your skin. Your eyes would freeze, because they're the liquid and stuff.
Okay.
I hate that, man. But that's just a ground level. Is there one that's not at ground level? Damn, do you have, at the South Pole. I could deal with it. I could go outside in my underwear. In that temperature.
There are videos of like Russians that just come up from the ice and then they're just like eating ice cream. I think I mentioned this before. I gotta stop doing that where I'm like, oh, I think we already mentioned this. We can't. Oh, is it about time? Is it about time for that sleep call?
It's 2:56. They said it was at 3. Why are they calling me so many times before?
Maybe they're making sure that you know.
Here, give me a second. Have a good one. You too. Merry Christmas.
Okay, the call went well?
The call went well, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to do it last time, and I'm sure my Twitch users would be upset with me.
Uh-oh, what happened?
So I said I'd only do this once, but a few streams ago, someone donated a very generous amount of money to me, and then donated another generous amount of money. And then told me that that was actually for you and not me, but they donate.
What?
Yeah. So, and I told them I'd give you the $50.
$50?
Yeah. Because they said it was for you and not for me. And I said, okay, you said it, but this is going to be the only time I'm going to be able to do this. I don't want like 1,000 donations that say this is to Matt Watson.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Because that's not going to Matt Watson
anymore.
Well,
if people did that.
That's going straight to me.
Well, that's fraud.
No.
That's embezzlement. That's stealing.
It's not. They're donating through my link, but this wonderful viewer, I will follow through for them because I made a bit out of it on the stream.
$50.
Yeah, I just got to pull it up real quick. So you're about to be $50 richer.
No way.
Yeah, hold up.
What's up? It's $50 Richard.
Almost there. Oh shit! I have to type it out again. Sorry. I'm just going to say Twitch donation.
Okay.
Okay, and there, hold up.
Turn it up!
It says it's paying you. It's not done yet.
It's going.
It's loading.
Wait, let me turn on my notification sounds. We'll see if this comes through.
It's taken a bit. I don't know why.
That's not it. That's a different email.
That's a different email.
That was an email. That's a text message.
That's a text message. I can't tell if it's frozen. It just kind of says
pay. Oh, and Venmo gets like the 99% thing.
Yeah.
It just does that sometimes. It just sits.
Well, I'm just gonna leave it and come back and open it back up.
Just go to the bank and give me a $50 bill.
I'm gonna try again real quick. The $50 Twitch donation.
Seems like it doesn't want me to have the $50. Hey. You're not just messing with me so you can keep it, right?
No. See? Oh.
There we go. Okay, there it is. Ryan paid you $50 note Twitch donation. Okay, dude, thanks, man.
Yeah, of course.
Very sweet.
So now they can't get mad at me. They can't come back and say you lied and you kept the money. You said on stream you were going to give to Matt and didn't give it to him in the last podcast like I should have. But this is another Christmas episode. So another gifts of giving, Matt. Gifts of giving.
Thank you, man. It's that time of the year.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, this comes out on YouTube on Christmas Day, but it's going to be earlier on other platforms. So whenever you're watching this, we hope that you guys enjoyed Snowy Mega this year because we worked very hard on it and did a bunch of fun new shit.
Yeah.
And we can't wait for 2021, but we'll talk about that in next week's podcast.
We're already recording content for it as we speak. So, well.
As we speak?
Not as we speak. As we speak, we are
about to record.
We are about to record more content that is specifically 2021 content. And we've already recorded 2021 content.
We have. So thank you all for your support. It means so much. And we love you all. And see you next time.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.